Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and every day. And we thank you that you walk with us. Help us to walk with you for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. Please be seated. I was listening to something this morning, catching up on a bit of football, and whether you know or not, I support Liverpool, and I think the question that was being asked was that Jurgen Klopp, who is the manager for Liverpool, was being asked about the success of the team because they hadn't lost any games in the Premiership in 2019. And basically what he was being asked was what his comments were on the year. And his comment was, he says, we don't go by those years, we're seasonal. And he says, I'll consider how well we've done whenever it gets to May. We talk about Happy New Year because we work from the 1st of January to the 31st of December. And the monies in the church are collected from 1st of January to the 31st of December, so we work in a calendar year. And as you know, I used to teach, and I thought of the year as September to June. And the years are different depending on how you think and where your perspective comes from. And I was talking to someone last night, and they were saying, I don't get this New Year stuff. And the reason being is because we walk with God day by day. And he walks with us. And he wants us to live in the day. And yes, we can look back at the past and hopefully learn from it. And as I've said before, don't live there. And we look forward to the future because we have plans. But we live today. And my prayer is that you will walk with God today and every day. There's a passage in Corinthians that challenges us not to live according to the flesh, but to live according to the Spirit. And it's a choice. And you see, the thing is, just because you're in church, and just because you come to church and you belong to church, doesn't mean that you automatically walk with God every day. It's a choice. Just in the same way as you chose to come here today. And praise God, you did. But walk with him the rest of the day and tomorrow and the next day. And each morning when you get up, it's a choice. Because life is just full of choices. But we are the ones who make them. And so, going against what I've just said, if you want to make a new calendar year's resolution, is choose to walk with God every day. Mindful of the fact that he always walks with you, regardless of whether you remember or not. Regardless of whether or not you decide to walk with him, he'll never leave you nor forsake you. But life can be so much better, so greater, so more fulfilling if we choose to walk with him. I want to turn to the prayer book this morning. And because this is Holy Communion, it's 2 pages. Page 202 and page 203. So, assuming you're in the large print prayer books, that's probably 126 and 127. Because in a sense, my introduction was talking about how we fashion things. Because the one thing I left out of the introduction is that as far as the church's year is concerned, That started about 6 weeks ago, 6-7 weeks ago, at the beginning of Advent. Because the church sees the church's year starting from whenever Jesus comes into the world as a baby. And we had the Advent wreath here of the four candles, the four white candles representing a Sunday. And then the red one in the middle, a bigger one, which we lit on Christmas Day. Because of what it represents. And the church's year runs from there, which is basically December through to November. And I will come on to this, hopefully. You see, there's a passage. Oh, great. There's a passage in Mark chapter 7. And verse 11 says this. But you say that if a man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is korban, that is, a gift devoted to God, then you no longer let him do anything for his father and mother. Thus you nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many things like that. We look at the year as being 1st of January to 31st of December. Or if you're a teacher, if you have children in school, it's September to June. Or if you're very Church of Ireland, it's Advent through to the end of Trinity. But those are man's traditions. And what Mark chapter 7 is talking about is that there are many people who do not allow this to get in the way of what they believe. And what we're supposed to do is not to change this to suit our traditions. What we're supposed to do is to change our traditions to suit this. And that depends on how highly you value the Bible, the Word of God. That depends on whether you believe the Bible in its entirety or not. Because we will manage and choose the way that we live according to what we believe. Not the other way around. So what do you believe in? Who do you believe in? Who do you trust in? Well, put them first. Because they already are first. And just because I'm holding the Bible up doesn't mean that for you the Bible is first. Because it may be your tradition. It may be your habits. These two pages in the prayer book. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. And the response that we all said was, Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts. Then it went on down to John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven and to bring us to eternal life. And based loosely on John 3:16. And then I said this, let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments. What commandments? 99% of people automatically go to the 10. And that's not what it's talking about. They go to the 10 commandments in Exodus 20. But that's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the two commandments that we began with at the top of the page. Two commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. Those are the two commandments. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments. And then, if you weren't sure, it says this particular line: and to live in love and peace. Live in love with who? God, with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Live in peace with who? Your neighbor, who you're going to love as yourself. It's that simple. And yet this, as I've said to you before, is one of the strengths of the Church of Ireland liturgy, is straight out of Scripture. And yet, we do this 12 times a year, at least, first Sunday of the month. And the people who faithfully come, and we go through this, and so often we read it and we don't see it. As I keep saying, we need to walk with Him. We need to listen to Him. We need to fellowship with Him. We need to, whether that's reading the Bible or just hanging out with God. And yes, that's not disrespectful. That's not that's not slanderous or blasphemous. God just wants to walk with you. Now, He's already walking with you and me. But are we walking with Him? And that's a choice. And I know some people say, yes, but I've got a job to do, and there's things I take up my life, and I'm doing da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And you think God isn't with you when you're doing all those things? Of course He is. Yeah, but I'm concentrating on doing things. Yeah, but in the midst of concentrating on doing things, is you can still be aware of Him. And I tell you, some of the things and the jobs that people do, you better be aware of Him, because you need Him. Because life is hard without Him. It's near flipping impossible without Him. And yet we spend so much of our lives trying to do it without Him. And again, I was talking to somebody over the last couple of days about this, because unfortunately, and I'm guilty of this, I did this. I had this view until I learned and I spent time with God and I realized I was wrong. And that is, we come to Christ. And when I say that, it's because He's called us and we finally get it. And the teaching, Eureka moment, you go, yes, Lord. Thank You, Jesus, that You're my Savior. And I want You to be Lord of my life. And we come to that moment, however it is that we come to that. For some people, there is a time and a date. For other people, it's a gradual thing. Like the no in January, nah, don't believe this. But by June, I know that I know that I know that I know that I believe it. I can't tell you where or when. And both are valid. But we come to Him and we walk with Him and know Him and hang out with Him and talk to Him all the time. Because we're listening. Because we're listening. And you see, what I used to believe was that I came to Christ. And then, like, you know those clockwork toys where you get the key at the back and then you set it down and off it goes wherever. That's how I thought it worked. Because in a sense is, right, God, I've got it. I know what You want me to do. Now I'll go and do it myself. And that's not what He wants. What He wants is to show us His will for our lives. And when we get it, is then to walk along with Him, doing what it is that He's led us, asked us, showed us to do. We're not meant to be working for God. We're meant to be walking along with Him, doing things with Him. And that doesn't mean everybody has to become a minister. That doesn't mean everybody has to become a missionary. That means that if you're a farmer, you do your farming day with Him. If you're retired, you spend your day with Him. And whatever it is that you go and do, that you go and do it with him. Because he's already with you. But we make that choice. Because that's what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. Not just on a Sunday morning, the first Sunday of the month. But 24/7. 365, or in this case, 366 days a year. Because we've got an extra one. And as we walk with him, as we love him, and we open our hearts to him, and hear his voice, and go by his direction, you'll find yourself loving your neighbor too. You'll find yourself being at peace with your neighbor. You'll find yourself that when you fall out with your neighbor, whether it's your fault or their fault, you will do what you can to quickly make it right. Because that's what it means to be firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. And then we prayed the next prayer. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We do. And we're truly sorry. We should be. And hopefully we are. And we humbly repent, which means we come back to you. We keep coming back to you. We've gone our own way. We come back to you. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us. He does, and he has. That we may walk in newness of life. That's a choice. To the glory of your name, amen. And then I prayed this prayer. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in eternal life. Because eternal life is walking with him. Eternal life is not when you die and go to heaven. It is part of it. But it's not the complete picture. Eternal life is right now. And when you die and go to heaven. Eternal life is now. Because the life is Jesus. John 14 and verse 6, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And he wants us to walk in his life. And that life comes whenever we've come to him. And we've acknowledged and accepted him as our Savior and our Lord. Because it's the only way that the life comes. And we may well have the life, but we disappear off. Or we go away on our own. And we still have the life, but we're not living with it with him. Which is what he wants. And he's mindful of us. And in a sense, I know that picture is wrong, because as we walk away from him, he still is with us. But in our minds and in our hearts, I'm doing it my way. I've got this sorted. I know what to do here. God has shown me what he wants me to do, and I can do this. In fact, I know I'm pretty good at this. I've got it sussed. That's pride, which is why it fails, which is why, unfortunately, so much of our lives crash and burn. We have highs and lows and peaks and troughs. Because we visit with him rather than walk and live our lives with him, which is what he wants. And that's what we do. And yes, you'll get it wrong. Even after this morning, I'll get it wrong. But you know, the distance or the length of time between the getting it wrong and getting back into his presence, if you like, is shorter, is quicker. Because I want to be with you, Lord. Because, Lord, I realize I need you. Because that is what our services are about. That's why we have the confession and absolution every Sunday. Because it's to keep bringing us back, bringing us back. It's not just words and liturgy in the Church of Ireland. It's there for a reason. And as I said, sad to say, so often and so many times is we go through it. If only we'd stop and look at it, which is why I'm doing it this morning. And then that last prayer that we all stood and said together, the Gloria in Excelsis, glory to God in the highest. And in a sense, what this is about is praise Him because we've just got everything sorted. We've got ourselves back into His presence. We've got ourselves back into, yes, Lord, I'm for you and with you. Yes, Lord, I love you. I love you with all my heart, my mind, my soul, and my strength. I am there for you. And yes, Lord, I'm at peace with my brothers and sisters. And it's very and particularly appropriate this morning because we're having communion. Because communion isn't just about us coming together to receive from Him, because it is that. But we are receiving communion together. All of us. And if you go into the old service, Holy Communion 1, there's a big prayer that used to be said. And it talks about examining yourselves and making sure that you're worthy and not unworthy. And the thing is, we are worthy in Him. But the point of that particular prayer is more from the point of view of, if you have something against a brother or sister here, sort it out before you come there. Why? Because of what we've just said. That you love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. And you love your neighbor as yourself. You're at peace. Because when we get those two things together as a church, and we learn to walk in peace with one another, we learn to love one another, and we learn to love God more and more and more, then we will see Him move in ways that we never imagined. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, you are the way, and you are the truth, and you are the life. We have to come to you first, and through you, and in you. So much of that was in the readings in Ephesians and in John, about being in Christ. Because it's only when we're in you, and you are in us, that we can come to the Father. And because we're in you and you are in us, we can call Him our Father. My Father. For that is who He is. Lord God Almighty, who wants to have a personal relationship with me, with each one of us. Help us, Lord, to read these things in the prayer book, to consider them and allow them to touch our lives just as much as what they point to, which is the Bible, the Word of God. Because again, as we read, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Because He wants us to know Him. Thank you, Lord, that you're here. Thank you, Lord, that you're with us. And thank you, Lord, that we can and do believe in you. For Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. We're going to sing our next hymn, which is hymn 194. And we're going to take